garbage. Anymore. literary wisdom in Steve's mind then.
As in, he's taken about wisdom,
stupid.
Yes, of course. Yes, he's
a... But stupid one moment.
He's not stupid.
Yes, nyanshiji. You like my shiji, yeah.
Everybody has intelligence.
I mean, don't try any, lawyer, any look.
But most of us, we misuse our intelligence in the wrong places.
I found it terrible, nyanshiji.
Yeah, he says, in meditation, people just tend to, like, not use the intelligence that's naturally there and abdicate that and just try to use effort. Mm-hmm. And he says, we should allow intelligence to do its own work. Mm-hmm. He says for people who are already intelligent, he says they don't have to do much in terms of practice except for being present and being in the right mood. Everything else will move. Yeah.
Right attitude and right mood.
Right attitude is right.
I mean, yeah, Joseph will do it, yeah. Joseph has said, low, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
you know, myself.
Yeah.
Maintain low time over it. Right, you're in a sound over it. Oh, the Joe Neha, what Joe Neshima do the Wobble Bobble. Joe Line the Wobble Bobble.
He said, it's like that day in the car. Joseph asked this question about his practice and what he's been doing and what he should do, what more he should do. And he asked Joseph, you know, and then he said, well, if it's like this, then just. Kind of like that. Like, you know, you're already there, present, aware, everything's going fine, just stay like that. And when, you know, you'll keep coming across things and when all the conditions come together and sometimes you understand something. He says, for example, he's for example, like there are something his mind understands very deeply about practice. Like if you ask him now to practice with some expectation to get something, like you set up a goal for him, he says his mind won't do it. His mind won't get caught in that. Because his mind understands that greed cannot get a result very well. So no way that mind can be persuaded to work in that way. So that's why he said that wisdom of knowing how to practice, that kind of intelligence is important. That's why he emphasizes this, that only when we have the kind of wisdom that knows how to practice, then the kind of wisdom
can arise.
The other kind of wisdom can arise, which is about nature. Yeah, he says we have to recognize ourselves, the wisdom that knows how to do the meditation. How much wisdom
our meditating mind, wisdom,
there must be wisdom there. He can recognize that wisdom.
But in any moment, there also could be delusion.
Yes.
That's why he asked them, you know, sometimes the yogis when they're practicing. He says, you're just being aware. Check. Do you see any delusion?
So if this wisdom is there naturally, like through intelligence, and so is it like through trial and error in practice that we determine or discern when the wisdom is dumb, or if it works, then wisdom is present. If it doesn't work, delusion is present. Is that a trial and error process where we learn by our experience that we then teach ourselves what is the right meditation and what is the wrong meditation?
Error. Quack. ဘလို့ခေါ့လဲညာရှိနေလားမရှိဘူးလားအားထုတ်နေလားမှန်လားမှားလားဆိုတော့ကိုကလုံးရင်းနဲ့ဟို trial and error ဆိုတာစမ်းကြည့်လိုက်မှားလိုက်သဘောပေါက်လိုက
်
မှားလိုက်သဘောပေါက်အဲ့လိုတဖြည်းဖြည်းအဲ့လိုသင်ခန်းစာယူပြီးတ
ော့ဒါပေါ့
learning process
အများကြီးမှားဘူးလေ
he's made lots of mistakes before
အဲ့ဒါမှားတာကိုတည်ပြီးနောက်ထပ်မှားလို့
but once he understands that mistake then he doesn't make it again
ဥစဉ်တစ်ခုမှားဘူးလားအဲ့ကို3ရက်
Yeah. One of the mistakes he made was this striving to get back an experience, and he did it for 3 days and 3 nights. He tried so hard, and he says that experience really taught him that you cannot do it that way. Really drove it in.
And what was in below? Chaired it. Yeah, ma, ita. The minute that ma ita, chaired one.
He liked that. He liked that meditation experience so much. He didn't sleep at night because he liked so much. He didn't want to sleep.
Sleep
this had to stay. This was better.
I love Jade. Jade, I love my kind.
Yeah, and then a bug bit him. Couldn't stand it. And then he thought to himself at that time, he said, it was so good, and now I'm so angry. It's impossible. It can't have disappeared. I must be able to get it immediately. Like, you know, if it was so strong, it must come back like this. practice. But it wouldn't come back, he got headache.
let go like oh.
And then he let go and said, okay, forget it. And he came back.
So it just depends how thick we are, how many times we have to
go below
to learn.
He said he was very dumb. He says there are people who find out much faster. He took a long time.
Or much slower.
Yes.
Slower.
Some
person slower.
The children react only. That's why I information I will tell you about. That's why I'm blue. Who are parallel? I'm just saying. Information. When do language learn? I'm just saying. Data, information, knowledge, understanding. That's all. Understanding. That's all. I'm just saying. I am not too simple.
Okay.
Okay. Too simple. I'm not too simple.
Okay. You've all heard of this lady at the New York Insight gave him this model for information that they use in information technology. The information they understand in hierarchies of data becoming information, lots of information coming together, becoming knowledge, using all that knowledge in a skillful way is wisdom. And he liked this model because this is what each person does in meditation. Like when we're paying attention to things, so we're paying attention to discrete experiences, that's the gathering of data. And then when we get a lot of data together, we have information. And there can be many different information streams. There can be data about your body that becomes information about the body processes, data about the mind. And then when you put these different streams of information together, you also notice how they interact. Body and mind, feeling, thoughts, and all this sort of thing, and that becomes knowledge. He says, so it's at the data level that awareness is working. Awareness is just gathering data. And then wisdom is actually putting these things together and it's becoming information. It's becoming like coherent strings of this thing, information. Then putting different streams of information together, you get knowledge. So you know things about how the mind affects the body, the body affects the mind, and blah, blah, blah. And all this time now, like intelligence is part of the process of putting all these things together. And then finally, when you use all this knowledge of how these things interact and use it for in a skillful way, so now you can manipulate the process in a sense, like you can tweak the conditions, because now you know which is cause, which is effect, then you can tweak the conditions, then the effect will come out right. Like if there's too much tension, what do you do? If you blah blah, you know, like that, that's wisdom, using it in a skillful way. And so he was asking, he's when we were talking about this, so what is his input? Like, because that lady's question was, when you keep talking about information, the yogi needs to get information, what is the information, that where does it fit into this hierarchy? So his information is like this. He has gone through this process. He's done data, information, knowledge, wisdom. So he's got knowledge and wisdom already. Now he's giving his knowledge and wisdom to the yogis, and they're taking it in as input into learning how to collect that data, and how that and understanding from his knowledge and wisdom how that data becomes information when they use these processes, put it into practice and awareness. And then when they pick up pieces of data, how this data slowly becomes information for them, that information becomes knowledge for them, and that knowledge becomes wisdom for them.
Amma yogi lo amma no yogi ya tu adu data su a ha lo mla a lo myo mla
so that hierarchy of information, you know, the yogi has to do for themselves. He's just given them the input.
Data ya di body na mind ba phi ni a ko awareness a ti a.
Yeah, so all the things that we become aware of that's happening in the body and the mind is our data. Yeah, when the lady talked about this model, he got really, it's all.
The process, the process design la.
Because it's a process, and this is how the process goes for
everybody.
He says it's only when we can use the knowledge, he said, that becomes.
I change my progress la.
True wisdom, and then progress comes.
Maintain low nine. Oh, using a skillful lo pyo. Skillful, ai chi ma skillful phit la lo.
He calls that becoming skillful.
Okay, di a ri su tha de a ri thing thing tat la. Now di the to paw lo lo lo, and nyan ga lo lo.
He says at that point you know how to not only maintain your store of information and how you gather the thing, you know how to maintain all those processes, you also know how to expand on those processes and grow your knowledge.
အဲ့ဟိုဒီနင်းနေချီဘွားတယ်မှာဒီ main thing လုပ်ဖို့စိတ်ကဘာလို့ဆင်းရဲတာဒါကိုဖြေရှားတယ်အဲ့ဟိုသဘောပေါက်တော့မှထိန်းထားလို့ရတယ
် He said for many years for many years in his life he had this question, why is he suffering, why is the mind suffering?
why is the mind suffering
and because of this question it drove him to be aware continuously for years at home, like just trying through his work and everything.
အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဟာသဘောပေါက်လာမှသူထိန်းလာလို့ရဒီ peacefulness ကိုဘယ်လိုထိန်းရမလဲဆိုတော့နားတယ
် And in that process he started to understand what goes into maintaining that balance
anywhere
his peace of mind, and which is as he's teaching not just about paying attention.
အဲ့ခုန ready ဖြစ်နေမှာ awareness နဲ့ stable ကအမြဲတမ်း ready ဖြစ်နေတဲ့အချိန်မှာညာပွင့်တဲ့အချိန်ညာ
Yes, and he says, and when that awareness and wisdom are always on the ready, like always on the always there, he says that's when the insight started arising.
Wisdom ပေါ်လာတာဘယ်လောက်ထူးခြားလဲဆိုတော့ very simple object understanding အရင်ပေါ်လာ
He says wisdom is so strange, you know, you could have the simplest experience, the simplest object, and but the understanding into the nature of things will be like it's a world apart from the simplicity of the
object. Ka ni dai tui ni ja object,
it could be something that he's, you know, the object could be something he comes across every day.
Ni dai tui jong de ko de kha a lo lo e sa ja na a ya a ya la chi ya pyo
de mi ya mai ka na mo chi
a lo ka pyan la de taw chao tadhi chao taw chao tha thain tha na no tu peaceful ne wo tu sait ko sait wo a myan nan chi na sait tin nyain na le balance wo a myan nan thain tha na taw chao thain tha le pyan la le ye chho de အဲ့ချိန်မှာဒီစပ်ပြန်ကင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာစပ်ပြန်အနှံ့နှာခေါင်းနဲ့ဝင်လာတဲ့အချိန်မှာခါတဲ့ shock ဖြစ်သွား
He says when he was working and you know he was watching his he watched his mind daily continuously made, you know, watching the balance of the mind whether it stayed there or not always. And so that day he had walked home like that, you know, continuously watchful of himself. And he got home, taken his shower, and just about the end of the shower, as he, whatever he did with the soap, he smelled the soap. He got a whiff of the smell of the soap, and suddenly it hit him. He says, we smell every day. But at that moment, it suddenly hit him. Why is it that smell can only be known by the nose? Why is it only through the nose that we can know smell? And not any other sense. You can't know smell with the ear.
Body sensation ไม่
เอา You can't know smell through the body.
ญาติเนี่ยไม่เอา
Can't even with the eye.
Why why นักข่าวเนี่ยไม่รู้ดิ
Yeah, why don't you that? No.
ตัวภาวะเตียตุอลุตุลุเนี่ยเลยဆိုရှင်းล่ะปกติตัดตัวไม่ออกตุอายุเนี่ยตุดีดวายเนี่ยดีอนัตเนี่ยดีดวายเนี่ยไต่มาดีสิทธิ์ตีได้สิทธิ์ป่อနိုင်เนี่ย
Yeah.
ไอ้ตรงคู่ลงมายังเชื่อว่าเลย
It was so clear to him. He said that that was just nature. Like each with its role, you know, this object with its sense door and its knowing, its consciousness. And it was so clear that nobody is there. Nobody can stop it. It just does its own work. He was so incredible to realize this. He went around saying to people, he's like, do you know you can only smell with your nose?
They look like this.
And he went to tell Sherman Sayadaw about it. He said, you know this is how I discovered it? Sherman said, don't go around telling people this. He's come to me.
ตะคาดิโลตั่วเรดี้ဖြစ်နေอ่ะစိတ်ကဒီอ่ะอายออမျက်နှာတိုက်ဟိုยูบลောက်อายบ่เลยจုံมู้ดิอนั่นนี่แหละย่าไล่เนาะซ้าติสิทธิ์ဖြစ်တယ်ตีถั่วดิโปรเซสตะคู่ลงมีนะกูเนี่ยบ้ามาไม่ซ่าบลูหลุดละเด
And sometimes it's just strange while you know when process like he wanted to eat something
smell
to ya
ซ้าติสิทธิ์ป่อเลย
he wanted to eat it and saliva came and it was so clear thatNobody was there.
This time was saliva thwat law bulu a lo.
Who made the saliva come out?
Ko lo.
Did he do it?
Anna ya le ne tu process to the process ta khu long ti le shin ma do. Nya phaw
the The smell came but like in that moment the mind could understood the whole process and that it just happens on its own.
Pai ti le ya myai su la. Da ba ba.
Yeah and slowly you know the mind gathers all these little insights. Yeah.
ကိုနီယောဒီမှာစားနေပြောက်တဲ့စားနေနေတဲ့ဘောကဒီဌာနတစ်ခုစိတ်ထဲမှာပေါ့စားနေနေအတမထွက်တယ်ကောက်ကြီ
း The other day he was having his lunch and he'd been watching something funny on TV and not on TV on the computer and he remembered this picture and it was so funny he laughed out loud and then he caught himself he heard his laughterIt was clear that it wasn't him. It just happened.
You came on, you tell me, I'm saying, you find the cook, you jump in.
If someone was sitting there, they would have looked at him weird. But he said, laughing at him to himself.
Sick, a bit thin, eh? I'm a good and good
home. The mind was fully aware, but it was also very clear that all that happened was not him. It's just a process.
Who didn't doubt? You're not a lemon.
And he wasn't waiting to understand this.
The power like pour lại and then thought fast and deep in thought about what.
It just comes. It's understood.
I think mom said they are atonement or something.
He wasn't thinking or I'm meditating or something. Just being.
Oh. ခါလေးဦးတရားထိုင်မယ်လို့ပြောလိုက်အဲစိတ်ကတော့တင်းလာ
He says now if he thinks to himself I'm going to go and sit meditation he feels some tension
the case skipper ဖြစ်လာတဲ့လူတွေကလေတကယ် skipper ဖြစ်လာလို့ရှိရင်သူဒါလုံးနေမှသူမေ
He says you know when people
တဘာဝဖြစ်လာရင
် when people become really skillful at anything like playing the guitar or playing football or something he says you know when they're that skillful they don't think about how to do it anymoreIt becomes nature to them to be that way.
Hello. Pass
asana အားထုတ်တာမဟုတ်ဓမ္မကအားထုတ်နေတာ
This is then it's not the personality practicing anymore it's the dhamma doing the qualities practicing
One thing I find very interesting in your instructions is like that to be able to be aware for example of understanding your speech just feeling the mind understanding you and not understanding necessarily Sayada or sort of understanding some of his movements but not his actual words and so there's a lot of interest in that type of functioning in the mind because like in maybe previous practice I would have felt as if I have to try to extract only the sound from what you're saying in order to be able to practice. But now if it's a little more open and relaxed, then all these other things get to be really interesting. And the watching seems to happen kind of by itself, just because the mind is doing its work, like he says. So sometimes this kind of thing happens, you know, very easily and naturally. So I'm thinking, what's up with that?
တော့ပြောရဲအခုနားထောင်တဲ့အခါမှာ तू ဘယ်လိုခါဗာတတိထားပြီလဲဆိုတော့ဥပမာ तू တပည့်တော်စကားပြောရင် तू နားလဲအင်္ဂလိပ်မလို့ဥစဉ်ပြောရင်နားမလဲဘူးတခါတလေတော့လက်ဟန်ချင်းဟာကို तू နားလဲတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အရင်တော့ဆိုရင် तू ကထင်တာနော်အားထုတ်နေရမယ်ဆိုရင် तू ထင်တာဒီပြောတဲ့ထင်ရအားထုတ်မယ်ဆိုရင်အတန်လောက်ပဲသိရတော့မယ်အဓိပ္ပာယ်မသိရတော့ဘူးထင်တာအခုကျတော့ तू မြင်လို့ရတယ်စိတ်ကဘယ်လိုအလုပ်လုပ်ရလဲဒါကျတော့နားလဲလို့ရတယ်ဟိုဟာကျတော့နားလဲလို့မရအောင်အဲ့တော့စိတ်အလုပ်လုပ်တာကိုစိတ်ဝင်စားလို့ရတယ်တပြိုင်နဲ့ကြည့်နေတာဖြစ်ပြီးသားဖြစ်နေတယ်ဒီဟာကိုအားထုတ်ဖို့လို့နားလဲလို့ရတယ်အဲ့တော့သူ့အတွက်ဒါ national
thing ကိုကျေနပ် daily activity ကဒီလိုနားလဲမှအားထုတ်လို့ရအောင
် Right he says in daily activities only this kind of practice that brings understanding right more
စိတ်တွေအလုပ်လုပ်တာကိုကြည့်နေ
watching the mind doing its own thing
ဒီကားမောင်းတယ်လို့ပဲတတိယဘယ်လိုဖြစ်ရမလဲကားမောင်းတဲ့လူကအများကြီးသိရတယ်နော်ခြေကောင်နောက်ကောင်ဒီကိုယ်ကောင်ကဘာဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုအကုန်သိရတယ
် He says you know being mindful I mean naturally aware is like driving is a person who drives is aware of many things he knows how to drive he also knows the cars in front and around him and behind him and
ကိုယ်ကောင်စက်တန်ရော
Engine
down. And you're
usually sensitive to the sound of a car and stuff like that. And, you know, if something is whatever. And he says that's what awareness is like. I mean, natural awareness is like. Just what's it?
When this kind of feeling is quite strong, then like when I was walking on the path, I had this feeling like it's just, here I'm walking to come to the teaching. I'm feeling very aware. And it reminded me of an example that I've heard in another kind of practice, which is like there's a thief in the empty house, like it just goes around, there's nothing to steal, so then it just walks around, kind of the practices, or the practice and the process of being alive is just kind of happening by itself, but there's no problem, kind of, thief can't steal anything, so you know, that's not all the time, of course, most of the time this, but,
But do you love it?ဒီလိုလာဖို့သူလမ်းလျှောက်လာတဲ့အခါမှာသတိလက်ရှိနေတယ်။လာနေမှတည်တယ်။အဲ့ချိန်မှာသူနောက်တစ်ခုသတိရတယ်။တခြားဆရာသင်ထားတာဘလို့ပြောလဲဆိုတော့တခိုးတယောက်ဟိုအိမ်တစ်ခုထဲမှာခိုးဆရာမရှိလို့ဒါမှလျှောက်သွားနေတယ်။လျှောက်သွားတော့ခိုးဆရာမရှိတော့ဘာမှခိုးလို့မရအောင်ပေါ့လေ။တခိုးကသူ့မလို့လို့လို့မရအောင်။အဲ့တိုင်းပဲသတိထားတဲ့ညာရှိတယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့တိုင်းပဲဖြစ်နေတာတွေတော့ဖြစ်နေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အိမ်ကြီးကခိုးဆရာမရှိတော့ဘာမှဆွဲလို့မရအောင်အဲ့လိုမျိုးသဘောအဲဒါမှအမြဲတော့မဖြစ်ဘူးလေဒါမှတစ်ခါလျှင်လို့ခံစားရတယ်။
ဟုတ်ကဲ့
။အဲ့တော့ပြဿနာတော့မရှိဘူးတကယ်လ
ား။အာယုံနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့သူ့လို့သူလို့လေ
။ Really understanding with the mind with its object and doing their own thing. Yeah.
အဲ့ကြောင့်ဥစဉ်က instruction မှာအဲ့ထည့်ပြောတာ။ဖြစ်အောင်ဘာမှလုပ်ချင်မဖြစ်ပြီးတော့မြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်။ရှိပြီးတော့ဖြစ်ပြီးတော့မြင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ
်။ That's why he says in the instructions I mean that you know there's no need to create anything.Nature is already there as it is. We're just learning to see and recognize that it is. So,
that's the practice.
I don't know how to move on.
Yes. လူရတော့အရင်ကဥသိမ်းလည်းလုပ်ဘူးလေ
။ဟမ်ဘာလို့ဒါဆိုတာကို
now ယောဂီတကယ်ပြောယောဂီတွေအဲ့အပြော inspiration ပေးသူအားထုတ်လို့အရန်ကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာလေ။ ဒီညာသူ့အလုပ်သူလုပ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာတရားအထုတ်အရန်လွယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာသူတော့ဟာအဲ့လောက်လွယ်အဲ့လောက်ဆိုမှာတောက်ချောက်အထုတ်အရန်လွယ်တယ်အဲ့ချိန်နေလက်ပြတ်တော့ဘလုံးမလို့ရည်လို့မရ
This is he said yogis, you know, they hear all these instructions and then, you know, they kind of experimenting and they get into this flow and it's really easy. You don't have to do anything. The mind is just recognizing it. And then, wow, they think it's fantastic. And then sometimes you lose the flow. And then they find you cannot make yourself get into the flow. You can't create that flow.
Actually, my dad is a young boy, you know.
But while in that mood,
they are at home. Ma, how you allow us?
This is they even think like, is this meditation? It doesn't seem to require me to do anything.
Ba jong le so lu a ego, I identify ni ko nga ne nga personal at home da mya ne lo dama ga win at home da tu lo ta ka ma jong mu lo.
Because he says their idea is always that I have to meditate, and their sense or experience of having, you know, nature sort of doing its own thing, like.You know, Dharma doing its own practice. They've never experienced something that, like that before. So it's really strange. I'm not doing practice.
And you're only doing Dharma Thai, ne? What Dharma Bian? Personal Thai. I mean, the Bawa Dai the Cha. Do you think I yao go? Do Dang Chou Wu?
Yeah.
Do Dang Chou Wu, no? Ayao, diao, Pokla Bia Bia Yao go. Dharma Bia Bia, Dharma, Do Lo Do Lo.
That's why he gives this simple example to illustrate the two, like putting your attention at the.Anapana, and then having the attention stray to another part of the body. The attention strays by itself, and he asks, do you bring it back to the anapana or just let it go with the flow? And then he explains that when you bring it back to the anapana, that's me. It's called pokala vyavaya in
personal,
it's personal effort. And the other one, the mind going off to where it wants to go, is dhamma vyavaya. That's dhamma. Dhamma work effort.
Yes. It's like the opposite of what everybody always thinks. Like, oh no, I lost.
Go, go, ten, dacha, lu, ten, ne, ko, lo, ya. Diao, ya, pier.
Oh, go, lo, ajin, lo, ajin, lo, ga, di, ta, ni, ya, ne, pian, la, pian, la, la, ajin, pian, ni, lo.
Yeah, he says, well, just, it's just,They think that way because
the beginning
instruction was to come back, but that's just for beginners.
Apu beginner itu mah, ujian itu simpan di lo. Ayah biar orang tua di ni biar malah lo.
Yeah, but now even for beginners, he doesn't give them instructions to come back. He just like you know gives this whole instruction, so they don't come back unless they really don't know what to do.
Kena mah tu cek jauh pun dia mah, biar mah nak biar dia mah.
Did he say just before this? What was he talking about
just
before this?
He
said he was on to something and he wanted to say something more.
Nature? He was watching and those laughing and...
No, talking to you.
Nature? No, while he was asking you, Kate, what was the first question that you asked?
She thanked him for walking along the path and being able to
hold
that natural
movement. Namabia, Pokalabia, the Koi
Namab, Holomia, would you like? Yes, too low, too low, eh?Change the topic. Then they come up.
Steve has told me a story about when he was practicing with Shui Yun and doing walking meditation.
When he was long ago.
Yeah, and then I suppose he was doing walking meditation in that slow manner, you know, that that he was doing at that time. And then he told me that Shui Yumin had changed even his own practice and his instruction to yogis. So.I'm not sure that I have the story right, but I was interested in that, how Shui Yun changed his own practice or changed his instructions.
But did Simon speak to you at all?
Not that I think what she's talking about
is that
even in the last 2 years
yeah.
of Shui Yumin's teaching, he changed his teaching.
Oh,
that he was, that Shui Yumin changed.
I know. He was, before he died.
Yeah, before he died, he was doing something. But then even up to 2 years before he died, oh, he made some subtle adjustments in
and
how
he was
teaching.
And he started saying
Satinyana.
Yeah, he started speaking about wisdom more.
Yeah.
Like he would never say, and he stopped using the word sati alone. Like usually he'll say the ditta, which is be mindful. And he started saying the dinya she have mindfulness and wisdom. He started using this common word. Yeah, and it's a difference. Using the word ta is has an active mode to it. The ditta, do mindfulness, be mindful. Like we have to exert some energy. But it changed to the dinya shi, be mindful and with wisdom. Mm-hmm. It was a being stance and not a doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Sayadaw became careful about that, the way he used those words.
I know I got the dita lo ma pyo, da mai tu pyo de dima nyan pa de, lu ma ne ma cha au.
Yeah. He says, I mean, Sayadaw has always spoken about having awareness. But when Sayadaw talked about awareness, he always talked about a very high level of awareness, which actually had wisdom in it. Yeah, he would say that it's the sati that is like that is like worthy of that apamada sort of sati that the Buddha talked about. But people didn't hear it. Like people don't hear it. They only hear the word sati and they only know understand it in the way. My aunt came to practice and she went to see Sayadaw at one point because she felt like she had been stagnating in her practice. And she asked Sayadaw, Shoyumin Sayadaw, she told him her practice and then he said to her, Yogi, you're being greedy. Just practice continuously. And so all she heard was just practice continuously and she started practicing continuously. She didn't hear the yogi, you're being greedy. And so when the teacher, she came to, we changed venues, right, from the old place to the new place and then she was doing this, trying to make it continuous. And one day the teacher stepped up to her and said, why are you trying to make it so continuous? He could see like she had a thunderous looking face. She was trying so hard. So that she could continue walking. Why are you being so continuous? And she said, Sayadaw said to her that he said if I meditate continuously, I'll see the Dharma. But that's, I mean, he knows what Shri Yumin Sayadaw said to her, the whole thing. But I mean, that's all she heard. When he was young, I mean, he used to talk a lot to Sayadaw. He was a very curious child, and when Sayadaw told stories and all, he would ask questions, and Sayadaw would then give him many answers. And all those, in those days, Sayadaw's language was only to say, be aware, be aware. He says, because of all those discussions he had with him, already all this information was in his mind. So although he would be aware, all of that would work. So his mindfulness was just more agile. He would ask him, like, why something is happening, and then make him go and find out himself. So although he'd be paying attention, but the mind is already directed to investigating because of that question. He said, and he was very impatient. He wanted answers quick. So he would go and try to find an answer, and then whatever he came up with, he'd quickly go back to Sayadaw and say, is this it? Sayadaw said, no, not yet. Then he'd go back and try again. Come back and say,
Dhamma ho de, 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 Dhamma ho de,
Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma ho de, Dhamma
the idea was, you know, if this wasn't it, he couldn't hold on to this. He had to find another answer. So he got this habit of like looking for more and more. What else is there?
I think this is why I was struck by when Sayadaw said mindfulness is not enough. That, yeah.
And
Sati Sampajana has to be the wisdom part also.
And it was, yeah, the deep delumnum, the love of
yoga,
the sikha.
Yogi in the Mimyan Sasana Kajan, Nanganjana, the mindful, don't have it, mindful, no, but it, no,
yeah, I'm in the idea. This is with, you know, with his contact with many yogis over the years, I mean, he learned this slowly too. He realized that when he says to the yogis, be mindful, that's all they do is like, kind of like, look blindly at the things that they think they have to observe. Then he realized that they're not using much of their intelligence, but they have intelligence.
I was in Ubi the instruction. Need bomb your research load.
He says the instruction that you know you've heard now is an ongoing process and it's the latest version of his
research
last 10 years of research.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Now, I instruction, I was in Ubi and Ubi Appa.
That's why he says when he gives the instruction, it comes out so strong.
But how do you feel?
Yeah, he doesn't get bored no matter how many times he gives the instruction.
Yeah, that's amazing. So when Chinese talks about in the instructions the right object, and we know it doesn't matter what object. So when you talk about the right object, is it you mean then that awareness with intelligence,
yes,
object without the moha?
Yes, then right object lah. I don't mind right object lah. Yes.
The right object is
already right. Right mind my right object lah. Right view my right object lah.
So it's only the mind is right.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
If you write greed, this is not right object.
Right.
Greed object.
Right.
This is aversion. This is aversion object.
Right. Now I get it. I used to get confused when you said, doesn't matter what object, and then you talk about the right object.
Yes.
Yeah, but I let you be chill and pure. But mummy, da, mangkat na ayo mummy usro. But ayo mummy na pih pih ya le. Then mummy mangkat na ayo usro.
Right object, no, no.
Yeah,
we are object. Ayah, udah cuci ya, nama rupa, tip ya kan.
Yeah.
Mungkin ayah dengan cara itu, am ya.
He says like some people, I mean, right object, if there's right view, is supposed to be that everything is Namarupa, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he says, like, some people tell him to use the word Namarupa, bring in this concept of physical and mental or something, but he says he doesn't feel like it fits when he talks to, especially Westerners and things about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to fit. People haven't heard of it. Sounds weird.
Pure arm, yeah.
Concept.
Body sensation, you see, go to the yard. Do what the PV do, you know, do what the deal.
Yeah, if he just says body sensation and mind, he said that's enough. They understand
and
that.
And right view, right view, actually, the whole
body. So long as they keep watching that with right view, if that's right view, they will understand that there's something natural going
yeah.
on there.
Yeah,
he says he can say Namarupa to the Burmese, but
no
you know, to force other people
for
to
now,
follow
they cannot.
This concept.
Westerners, they don't know Namarupa what.
Yeah.
So he feels weird saying it.
I don't know. Yeah, he says
okay. Any question? Anything something say then I can say about data yeah but loud yeah follow.
Without data he doesn't have a podcast.
I mentioned to Sayadaw before that in practicing in this way, the feeling of well being, a sense of well being has become very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And this sense of well-being mm-hmm. persists even in unpleasant and difficult situations. There's still a feeling of well-being
yeah.
because there's this understanding that it's just nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's that piece.
I know. Mabidev.
Era Dubai.
The other day when we were meeting with Mingjer Rinpoche, I
asked him, why do Westerners, what's the greatest challenge for Westerners in fulfilling their practice or completing their practice or carrying on their practice? He says, haven't seen enough suffering. But first, renunciation, and what's the renunciation?
Yeah.
You don't, no renunciation because you haven't seen suffering.
Yeah.
If practice is going to bring about this sense of well-being,
yes,
that doesn't really get caught up in the unpleasant, the suffering of the unpleasantness, how am I going to suffer enough to let go of more? Yeah, I don't know, really.
That's
the
problem.
Yeah, right. I wish we all had that problem.
I mean, the direction of practice is more well-being, and
yeah,
well,
progress is more renunciation.
Okay. So, you know, where together, they don't cry and they better sign at all.
Yes.
So, I mean, use your hotel up your use dilo ponza and atho put them big there. So, the people are killed and dilo atho make a tooth be that way. My tomb we are all. Dilo count it. Sick up, popo, achila.
I'm
here to look, dilo count it. မကောင်းတဲ့အခြေအနေဖြစ်နေအောင်ပါကိုနေလို့ကောင်းတဲ့ခံစားမှုကရှိသေးတယ်ဒီမှာမကောင်းနေလို့မကောင်းတာခံစားလို့မကောင်းတာမကောင်းတာပဲဟိုစိတ်ကကြတယ်ဘာဆိုတော့ तू ကနားလည်တယ်ဟိုနှုတ်ကတဘာဝပဲအဲ့ဒါရှိတယ်ဒါမဲ့ဓာတ်တစ်ပိုင်းဟုတ်ဟိုတနေ့ကဟိုမင်ဂျာရင်ပစ်ချက်ကိုသွားတွေ့တော့သွားမေးတယ်ဝက်စတန်နာတွေကဝက်စတန်နာတွေကခက်ခဲဆုံးကပါတရားရဖို့ခက်တာပါဒါပါလဲဆိုတော့သူကလုံးမြောက် But he says because you interpret dukkha as suffering, dukkha is not suffering. That's why you know that in the last 2 years he stopped using the word suffering. He prefers to use the word dukkha for dukkha and not interpret it as
feeling dukkha.
Because people always then sort of lean towards the meaning of suffering in the English language and they think it's feeling suffering. He says, so the Buddha talks about dukkha, this concept of dukkha that he's talking about. Now, if people at the level they're at are given a transmission of dukkha to mean suffering, in the time of the Buddha, people understood what dukkha. But if it's given to them, transmitted as the meaning of suffering, he says, how are they going to understand it to mean? Because they don't understand dukkha. So if they're given the word suffering, that's all they'll see. They don't have the understanding, which is the truth of dukkha. That's a level, that's an insight.
Feeling is suffering. Nature feeling is suffering.
He says, so you can have a defilement, and the defilement has a very unpleasant taste, right? And he says, but you can be watching it, and the watching mind can be watching with great equanimity. Now, everybody here would have definitely experienced this. Right?
Okay. Hello. Sick tema nyan paw ma no bo gao a yo sick ka nyan paw ma ai pa ma upekkha phin ni ma balance phin ni ma nyan paw ma ai nyan ga le ku lu sick
yeah
ai gon sin yan ma
he says and insight arises in the watching man, yeah, and if insight is to arise, he says what is insight? It's a kusala mind, it's a wholesome mind.
Jnana kusala.
Jnana kusala. Would that be suffering?
Feeling, not suffering.
The feeling of it is not suffering.
I understand it like the mind.
When
freedom
the mind has true understanding, what it feels is more free. It understands what defilement like, it feels free. So it goes like this. It's because this washing mind understands that this is dukkha that it wants nibbana. The washing mind is not suffering. It understands this is dukkha and therefore it reaches for nibbana. He says, if because this mind is suffering, it's suffering because of this, it's suffering, then it wants something else, then this is aversion, then that's greed.
Yes, yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. So the attention to the object can lead you to get more identified with the suffering or the dukkha part, where the attention to the knowing mind leads you to
And if you look at the awareness, he says you are free. There is freedom from entanglement with the natural object.
So is this a choice we make in every moment? Is it like a choice?
A chain dai ma ko yu ya la la re. No, he says wisdom makes the choice. You can't make the choice.
Okay.
You can only practice
but something. Hello, dukkha ko phaya ni sin yin ne takhu de ma pyo nu. Sin yin ne takhu de ma de be a myai phwa na.
Yes, and you know dukkha. Dukkha is enumerated in the text and it's explained in many different ways. He didn't talk of it as just suffering.
No. Ulu lu ye suffering ko tu nyin bo ne tu sin sa pyo a thu ba. ဘလို့ဖြစ်သွားကြအဲ့ဒုဝေဒနာခံစားတဲ့ဝေဒနာပဲလက်ပြီးတော့ဒေါသတွေဖြစ်လာငိုတယ်တချို့ထအောင်อ่ะ
He says you know what happens is people interpret dukkha as suffering and then what where they lean towards the mind because all it understands about suffering is that it has to suffer so what they do is they go into the vedana kind of suffering unpleasant like he said unpleasant kind of suffering and that leads the only thing that will come from that kind of unpleasant thing is
dominasa
in the mind, so it's like aversion,
very
mild aversion.
Many yogis,
sometimes
very mild
aversion, they cry.
They cry, they cannot bear. Wisdom is not like this.
So,
kuna byojina balam yu.
Yes. So if it's not a choice, it's wisdom. But at every moment,
do choice about it, right? About choice lo ma.
A chain dai ma di. စိတ်ဖက်ကိုနေဖို့ကကိုရွေးလို့ရလားဆိုတော့ကိုရွေးလို့
အထုရတယ်လေ
အကျိုးစား
အချင်းလား happy ဖြစ်အောင်နေရမှာလေ
He says so he was clarifying you said is it a choice you know that you have to make in every moment so the choice is whether to stay with the knowing mind right
yes
so he says well you cannot choose to always be with the knowing mind but you practice learning how to be with it
right.
So that when the mind understands why it needs to be like that the mind will learn to stick to make
right.
that its choice
amyai lijin
that
because there's two alternatives you can either be with the knowing mind and be free of it or you can fixate on the object and have the suffering so that to me seems to be like a choice in that
yes
if you get smarter you get the less you got to cling
that's
and
right.
the more you got to rest in the knowing nature and be free of the suffering
right the smarter you get.
Yeah, understanding is more.
But that's only understanding. Only understanding gets smarter, he mentions this because, you know, people are just get so into the things that they're observing. He says he really wants them to come back to the thing that is observing.
Right. Yeah. To me, the metaphor is like, is the light on? There's something about the wisdom. When the wisdom's there, the light is on.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's a brightness that shines on the situation. So wisdom is the light.
Yes, that's right. And I'm using torchlight as an example. The light.
Like, his example for wisdom, his metaphor is.
He meant that like I have to. Go touch like that. The cool touch like that. Much will touch like.
He says he was just giving this example today about, you know, wisdom, like different levels of wisdom being like a torchlight. How strong is your bulb, right? He says, do you have a thief's torchlight, a pen light, or you have a huge halogen or a piece of mercury lamp, I guess, or a stadium light, whatever.
Well, I mean, not me, man. Torchlight, not me, man.
We love a stadium
one. Because a stadium light, no, we are ballroom, we buy a ballroom, we are in the
game. Yeah, lima, ayam mau, no. Usi kau minta apa pun, battery atau mana ni, titeli piala ni nak kuat. Tak kau lain.
He says, you know, at night when he says at night it's very, very dark, and you know when his computer is charging downstairs, when his computer is charging, like he's got the laptop shut, and you know that they have three little lights, and two of them will be blue, and he says it's so bright that it seems to light up the whole room.
The whole room, yeah.
He can see everything at least in the room.
El, mean a bit.
He says, but when you say that, seeing clearly. Is the darkness completely gone?
Yeah, darkness
is still a lot of darkness there. The light is really very small.
That's what we have on the computer.
Headlamp. Headlamp. Headlamp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got a headlamp recently. Good for reading, yeah. Wow, li ko mai ba le. Okay, mo okay, mo ba ke. Mi show you. Eh, la li dia ba le pia. Mi dui twin ni le ma.
Oh, jam mi dui twin ni ma. Jam mi dui twin ni ma. Oh, yes, yes. Dokha to khu na le ya. Dokha dei ba le ko. Phe lu khet da dokha lu.
He says, you know, like one way we can understand dukkha is like this. He says that because it is difficult to
get rid of,
therefore it's dukkha. One yogi said to him, when he was explaining this dukkha, and she said, that one sounds like it's not very deep, you know. He said, because it's difficult to get rid of, you know, therefore dukkha. She said, that one doesn't sound very deep. That must be a shallow kind of dukkha or a superficial kind of dukkha. And he said to her, is it easy to get rid of your nama rupa? She's like, oh. How to get rid of this? How to stop this? It's happening all the time. He says he has a problem. You know, he clearly knows that the mind and the object are contacting all the time. He clearly knows this, and he also knows
no
it's not him. There's nobody there. It's a process going on. But he can't get rid of it.
This is my problem.
This is problem.
This is dukkha.
That's all he can say, that it's dukkha. He can't say it's suffering. There's no suffering in it.
Can it?
It's difficult.
But it's incessant.
Real.
And what's worse is he also knows it's not real.
Right.
All these contacts are not real.
Mind creep.
He has to keep facing it all the time. He's faced with this all the time. He says that he's talking about this dukkha and he's laughing. What can you do?
Anisa Bioma. Anisa, kwe dama anisa.
He says, shall we talk about anicca? He says, is it anicca because it's broken? Is it anicca because it's gone?
Is it
anicca because the leaf falls off? Or is it anicca while it's on the leaf, or while it's on the tree?
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh,
so why are people looking for disappearing? Why are people looking for things to arise and disappear?
Because
it's not
understanding,
not
disappearing.
Oh, shit, no,
red,
come on.
This is more
obvious.
Yes, he says if that's conceptual, Anicca.
Yeah, really. The concept is pure drama. Anicca no nada, mo. Do I saw you and nada?
Yes, he says wisdom doesn't need to see it conceptually disappear to understand. Wisdom understands that Anicca is inherent.
Right.
See, now, muik leh do Anicca no nada.
He says, from the moment it's born or you know, arising happens, he already understands that the arising is Anicca.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't Anicca, it wouldn't be there.
Anicca mo is she never she did.
Understanding.
Yes. We see something. That's the experience, but the understanding is something else. He says, you know, green sees disappearing too.
Green sees things disappear too.
But green just wants more and more. That's why, you know, disappearing means it wants more and more.
That's why he wants more.
There's no
more.
Because
it's disappearing, but
it
doesn't understand.
Yes.
No.
But then, because
it
thinks it will come back again after it disappears.
No, green thinks it's good. Yeah. Disappearing or good? I want to see it disappear again and again.
Oh,
and again.
Right.
It thinks it's good and it wants that experience. Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're talking in terms of practice, calling it Anicca insight.
Right.
Only when you see it disappear.
Yeah.
So people want that instead of seeing it all the time, recognizing it all the time.
Yeah, they think that seeing it disappear is an understanding of Anicca. So, but because it's a greed that wants to see, when it sees it wants to see it again and again.
Right.
And all it keeps thinking in a deluded way is that it has seen Anicca, whereas it has greed to see it disappear.
Right, so really there's a whole me, there's a whole sense of self wanting to see Anicca.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I feel Anicca, piao da mi ya me zhu lai xia, mi ne zhu ba lo, blue name.
He says, right, he says, so the teacher says, oh, you have to see it arise and disappear, then you understand Anicca. What does the yogi start doing?
Yeah, right.
And if the yogi sees it, what does the yogi feel?
Me,
happy, yeah.
He feels happy.
Yeah, right.
They get pitted the ball, they get me arising, pitted the ball, you see, pitted the ball, no? Now, pitted the ball, you see, pitted the ball, they get the in it.
He says, you know, if we really, I won't use the word see, if we really understand, and he doesn't say arising, he says, if we understand the nature of arising, and if we really understand the nature of passing away, he says, if we understand the nature of arising, it gets rid of this wrong view of
satatatiti.
Which one is satatatiti? Wrong view of like ever what? Infinity. Eternity, yes. And if you really understand if we see the nature of arising, it gets rid of the view that one life and it's over.
Mm.
Because you see arising again.
Mm.
So when you see when you understand the nature of arising, you know the nature of arising, then it gets rid of the view that when it's over, it's over. And then when you understand the nature of passing away, then it gets rid of the wrong view of eternity. He says, and we see arising and passing away, he said, we should ask ourselves, do I understand? Has it cleared my view? Has it purified?
Many yogis, they said, they said rising and passing away.
He says, people say, oh, I see lots of arising and passing away, but they don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changes.
So we have talked about dukkha and anicca. Can we talk about anatta?
Anatta.
Anatta is seeing both the fact that there is no me in there, in the process, and that it's just cause and effect.
cause and effect apo yee ji de
but cause and effect is more important
meaning nga ne ma san lo ma pyo chin nga ne ma san lo u sin a ya pyo a ya da ma chi ne che lo pyo da ya da chi
yeah he finds that although they are the reverse of each other like saying that this is just nature and saying it's not me he finds that saying this is nothing to do with me actually not very powerful to say that it's just nature is much more powerful
nature lo na le da no
yeah because there's an understanding that it is just his nature
ဘမဘီမှာဖြစ်နေတာဘာလဲဆိုငါနဲ့မဆိုင်ဘူးဆိုတော့ तू อ่ะကိုနဲ့မဆိုင
်
ကိုနဲ့မဆိုင်ဘူးဆိုလို့ပြီးတော့ तू อ่ะဘာမှဝင်မပါတော့ဘူး
yes
အဲကြားတော့ तू ပြင်းလာ
yeah in Burma now he says this what
anatta ဘယ်လိုယူလဲ
what is set up by the way people use the language and say it's nothing to do with me is when they did that they say oh it has nothing to but it's like a it's still the ego
yeah.
like you know it's a negation of oh it's nothing to do with me nothing to do with me and they people get lazy they get dismissive
anatta ဟုတ်တယ်အကြောင်းပြုတကယ်တည်တဲ့လူကအလုပ်ကိုလုပ်တယ
် but he says if there's a true understanding of anatta as cause and effect that only conditions fulfilled bring right results he says then that person he said become more hard working because they work to fulfill the conditions so that the effects were
responsible
အကြောင်းပြုတော့
otherwise you have to take responsibility
yeah
yeah
အကြောင်းပြုတော့တောင်းရှိလာတော့
yes yes တကြောင်းလို့တရားထုတ်တော့မဟုတ်ဘာလို့အထုတ်မှာ
yes that's why we practice meditation he said otherwise why practice meditation in your life
အကြောင်းအကျိုးတော်မှပဲနေမဟုတ်ဘူးကြည့်ရောမဟုတ်ဘူးသူအကြောင်းနဲ့သူအကျိုးနဲ့
yes and even when we talk about cause and effect he said it's not random it's not chaos he says it's there is a method in the madness it's cause and
effect သူအကြောင်းနဲ့သူအကျိုးနဲ့လားကြည့်ရောဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ်ဘယ်မှာသာဖြစ်နေတာမဟုတ
် yeah it's not just all over the shop you know that there is
anatta ပဲလူတွေအဲ့လိုတွေ့တာ
yeah people like to you know anatta he says oh it's out of control just anatta
out of control yeah it's a out of control ခုနပြောတဲ့အထက်မှာ out of control နဲ့ cause and effect မတူးနော
် yeah out of control and cause and effect are completely different yeah
out of control ဆိုတော့ဘာမှမလုပ်တော့
yeah out of control he says you abdicate responsibility you don't need to do anything
cause and effect ကသူလုပ်ဖို့လုပ်တယ်အကြောင်းဖြစ်နေတယ
် cause and effect you know you have to do something you have to fulfill the condition
အဲ့တော့ဘုရားဖြစ်တာပေါ့
That's why the Buddha became the Buddha. He fulfilled conditions.
Okay. ဖန်ခွဲဝယ်တာပြော
Okay. He'll talk about buying a mug.
Gracias. ဖန်ခွဲတခုဝယ်ဒီကောင်းကြက်ကြက်ခံမယ်။ပတ်စံများများပေးရတယ်ဝယ်မယ်
He says, so you buy a mug and it's expensive because it's going to last a long time.
Not pangwa de kuwa cheap, boy.
The other mug is cheap.
Pero bya kwe lu sin po bi sin ti kai.
And if either of these get broken, he says, which one will make you feel more
expensive?
Expensive one.
Yeah.
He says, why?
Attention.
Swelu.
Amma
values.
Need.
What
value?
Just your mind.
Relief.
You worked harder to make the more dollars.
Oh my!
to pay for the more one, and you worked less to pay for the cheap one. Therefore, you have more invested in the expensive one.
You got
a higher expectation of it, and you have a more invested in it.
Top your record. ပစံပုံများတော့ကအလုံးပုံလုံးပြီးတော့မှတော့ကြားတော့အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ပုံတံပိုးထတာသူကပြောတယ်အဲ့ဒီအပြင်ကိုကပို့ပြော့တောက်ဟိုမျောလင့်ထားတယ
် but it was catch to you yes but you still have it yes so that's still
good I don't wear that chain ma what ဘာစိတ်နဲ့ဝယ်လဲစဉ်းစားကြည
့် okay so he said think of this way when you receive it or buy it okay you know this one is more expensive more long lasting this one is cheap he says What is the view of the mind? What is the idea in the mind of the cup that is more durable and the cheap cup?
More permanent.
Yeah.
Wrong view.
That wrong view makes it different.
Oh, call impermanent.
He says that one we already think will break. No problem.
Hey, where does he mean? Since that idea.
He says, and while we're buying these ideas, already we think it's more durable and seriously the mind has taken it on
Okay. Mm. I go think about losing that as well.
So it's important to see how the mind is thinking.
Moha ma, but thinking and looking, gone and thinking moha.
It's just moha, like, take things any way it wants to take it. It's
good, nice, beautiful.
Lasting.
But then the cheap one makes the unpleasant feeling of, oh no, this one is too impermanent, so I don't want it.
Too impermanent. Too impermanent.
Or nah, kuelere, manoju. We don't attach to it too much.
Oh, mingla sauna kwa me mandi pelulu swema.
He says if you knew before you got married that it will end, he says, how can you get attached to it?
Oh, mingla sauna lua balu senza. Ah, belau xiang lu.
Most people when they get married, they hope to have a long lasting marriage, hope to live to 100 together. People give them wishes like that, may you have blah blah blah, you know. And he says, oh moha.
Isn't it possible to assign value that's not just directly related to durability?
Yeah. Two of your who nesa a nesa nem masign benesika. The cha a chong jong le tambo tata machine.
See about it.
Yeah,
see about it. ဦးဇင်းပြောချင်တာကိုအခုန idea ကိုပြောချင်တယ်။မြင်မဲ့ထင်တာရယ်မမြင်ဘူးထင်တာ
။ Yeah. Here he was just trying to point out that the mind would have a thought that one thing is more durable, more permanent than the
other. ဘယ်လိုအများကြီးတယ်။ဘယ်ရှိတော့မြင်မြင်ဘယ်လိုလုပ်လို့ရ
။ He says, oh, we, yeah, value has many, many faces, yeah.
ဦးဇင်းပြောချင်တာ impermanent, impermanent အယူဆဘယ်လိုထည့်ထားလဲဆို
။ He was just trying to, you know, demonstrate how we take on thoughts of permanence and impermanence, yeah.
ကလေးမွေးပြီဆိုတော့ तू ကဘယ်လိုထင်မှာလူက
He says the moment we have a child he says what do we think of it how do we think about that child
တက်ရှိသေးချင်တာပဲ
We want it to grow old
long life
have a long life.
Chinese so
Chinese have these long you know these Chinese characters
long life ဝေးရ तू ကဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲ
He says that's how we think of something even when it's born
တော်ရင်ပြော
enough
you won't see anymore. ဥစဉ်ကလေးမွေးလာတော့ဥစဉ်မြင်တာဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားရလဲဆိုတော့ရှိတယ်။လာပြတယ်ဥစဉ်ကလေးလေးလာပြတယ်။
Okay, yeah. Because when you know when he was a lay person, his son was born before he became a monk. They came and showed him his son, but he was practicing like all the time at that time.
ဒီမှာလာပြဥစဉ်ဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားရလဲဒီကလေးငါကလေ
း And he saw the child and he didn't feel like it was his child.
လူရမြင်တာနဲ့ငါကလေးတော့လာမှာ
Yeah people just immediately oh my
god ကျော်ကြာခံရမှာလေခါမှာ
This is any might not last long
and that one overwhelmed
the family ဦးစင်မိသားစုကတော့တော့ကြာမှာဦးစင်ဦးစင်အတွေ့ခေါ် You didn't tell them about it
so that's most of it
When he became a monk this time, he told his family he doesn't know how long he's going to be a monk this time. Yeah.
Now 11 years.
Yeah, he told them, I'm not sure how long I'll be. And their thought was, oh, he'll just be a monk for a little while and come back.
Yeah.
After a while, they started following him to the monastery.
ไอ้อย่างนี้เดี๋ยวตรุชุบพุ่งไปขึ้นเนี่ยดูอันตรายเว้ยก็จะบอกสิทธิ์ไม่จริงญาณเนาะสิทธิ์ไม่จริงญาณจูตรีไปเลยสิทธิ์ไ
ม่จริงญาณเออโ
อ้ดิกระเลตะตะลุล่ะอ้าวไหวผิดตาเว้ยเออมาเป็ดก่อน
อ๋อ
พุ่งไปเว้ยตัวตะตะลงเว้ยมันก็สิทธิ์จริงญาณ
อ๋อ he says in Burma they are you know men who come and tell him that they you know want to renounce for life and stuff like that he tells them don't announce it like he said it's like calling for war he says
don't declare the war don't declare the war
he says once you tell people I want to be a monk for life everybody wants to oppose it I'm like no don't be a monk for life you know blah blah blah
yeah
even in Burma
yeah what even in Burma
oh yeah yeah
but from my experience once you have become a monk and then you want to disrobe everybody says no all the monks say no no don't disrobe
yeah.
don't disrobe
to trade your mouth that phone you won't be so you try to say you are not trying to
do what you need to say to people
yeah it depends on yeah who is yeah
okay anything
yesterday or the other day you mentioned the distinction between delusion and ignorance and it was just in passing that you said that there was a distinction so just wanted to expand on that and say
matira na mohana no wa matira na mohana
အမှန်နဲ့မသိတာအမားကိုအမှန်သိတာအမှန်ကိုအမားထင
်
သိတော့သိတယ်သူအမားသိအမားကိုအမှန်သိတယ်အမှန်ကိုအမားထင
်ဒီစဆို
မသိတာမဟုတ်သိတော့သိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အထင်အမားလေ
delusion doesn't not know ignorance is not knowing right ignorance is complete not knowing
mm-hmm.
but delusion is not a not knowing delusion is a wrong knowing
uh-huh.
so it thinks the right is wrong the other wrong is right
uh-huh.
So
it's knowing wrongly.
Knowing wrongly, yeah.
So moha is
delusion.
And avijja, that's ignorance?
No, avijja is also delusion. Avijja is another name for moha.
Avijja, moha, same thing?
Yes.
So then what's ignorance for?
It's just a translation.
Pya, tu luna le me se galone tu pyo da. Pya.
Da mae lo ma ti ga ma shi ho. Pya moha o lo ma ti ga le pa da.
มันฉิดาสรว่าไม่ติ่นแล้วไม่นี่นะโมหะไม่นี่ล่ะไม่ติ่นแล้วโมหะก็ตรงเน
ี่ย he says อะโมหะงามเปียวๆมั้งล่ะ
บาเลย
ห่าเปียวไม่มีล่ะอุซินเปียวเลยล้อมว่าไม่ติ่นอ่ะแล้วโมหะโหเววาวๆผิดตาหมมหมมวาวๆผิดตา
ไม่จริงไม่ใช่โอเค
ไทม์ไลน์น่ะ
yes
นะบรออม่าอม่าถึงน่ะ
yes
อม่าอม่าถึงน่ะเนี่ยအဲ့ဒါအဆိုးဆုံးထင်တယ်အမှားအမှားယူတာအဆိုးဆုံး
အကုန်လုံးပါလေ
ကြားထဲမှာသုံးခု confusion ရယ် time mind မှုရယ်ဝေဘာရ
နိဝရဏနိဝရဏနဲ့ရှင်းမယ်ဆိုရင်ဉာဏ်နဲ့သုံးခုမောဟာကာမိဆန္ဒရယ်ဇာပါဒရယ်လောဘရယ်ဒေါသရယ်ဉာဏ်နဲ့သုံးခုမောဟာအဲ့ဒါပြစ်ထည့်လိုက်ရ
ဉာဏ်နဲ့သုံးခုက
တဏှာဖြစ်တာမရှင်းတာဝိသိကိစ္စသီလမိတ်တဥဒ္ဒစ္စကုက္ကုစဝိသိကိစ္စ time mind ကပြင်းကြီးတာဒါနိဝရဏနဲ့ရှင်းတာ
Yeah.
ချက်ရင်ပြောလိုက်နောက်မှာ
So in the five hindrances the last three are moha qualities all of them are moha different kinds of moha qualities and he says like not remembering forgetfulness you know, that's also a moha you could put that in ignorance like
mm-hmm.
not aware at that time
ignorance but မသိတာလည်းပြောလို့ရ
Yeah but that's the grossest kind of like not knowing anything
အဓိကအမှားထင်တာအမှားအမှန
် is the most insidious is the wrong knowing
so does that mean for example seeing what's permanent seeing
what is in
essentially impermanent
yes
yes
for example
yes
how beautiful or
yes yes asubha asubha ကို asubha ထင်တ
ာ
asubha ကို asubha ထင်တယ
်
အနိစ္စကိုအနိစ္စထင်တယ
်
ဒုက္ခကိုဒုက္ခကိုဒုက္ခလို့ထင်တယ်အနတ္တောအတ္တလို့ထင်တယ်အဲ့အမောဟ ayi
yeah
yeah that's the philosophy we pala sa this is moha yes
so ignorance might not be moha you just don't know something because
that also you can say it's also you don't
part
of moha. Nothing how what to understand
yeah it's also part of moha
mm-hmm. oh အဲ့ဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုသူမသိတာမောဟဆိုရင်ကိုကိုဘယ်လောက်တိတယ်ကဲဟမ်ဘယ
်လို
မတိတာမောဟခုနပြော ignore ဟိုမတိမိနေတာ
อืม
ကိုမတိတယ်ဘယ်လောက်များ ไอ้สิ้นซะเนี่ยคุณน่ะบอกไม่ติดอ่ะไม่ติดดิอายุเนี่ยขึ้นนี่มันไม่ติดอ
ื
มเออคุณอ่ะบอกอันตรายป่ะเอ้ยบ่ไอ้อ่ะท้อเปียชินโอ้ยอ่ะเปียงได้ถั่วละอะคุณมาถั่วละ
He says because you said ignorance yeah so what we don't know is enveloped in moha and he says
and
right it's all moha and he says we have mind and object contacting all the time all the senses contacting all the time how much of it do we actually know mm-hmm. how much don't we know
How much don't know, not knowing is there? Yeah. How much do we not want to? But not with DJ. But not with DJ. So, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to
do
it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not အဲ့စိတ်ကိုတောက်တောက်ချောက်ကြည့်တယ်နော်အဲ့မှာကဒီထင်းကိုတားခက်ထားလိုက်
တ
ားခက်ထားလိုက်နော
်
အဲ့တော့ကြည့်တယ်တကယ်လောဘကိုဖိခွတ်မပေးတော့တောက်ချောက်ကြည့်နေတော့သူသူဘလို့မှလုံးလုံးမရတော့အဲ့ချိန်မှာလောဘကျော်ရွတ်ရွတ်ရွတ်တော့ရှင်းလိုက်မစားချင်ဘူးတကယ်မစားချင်ဘူးလုံးဝစားချင်တယ်မရှိအဲ့ဥစဉ်ဘလို့ထင်လဲလောဘကိုနိုင်ပြီလို့ထင်အဲ့နဲ့အဲ့ချိန်မှာပြန်စစ်လိုက်တဲ့ချိန်မှာလေတခြားဟင်းတွေမကြိုက်ပြီးသွားတယ်လောဘတွေဖြစ်သွားပြီမမြင်ဘူ
း
အဲ့ဆိုရင်စဉ်းစားကြည့်မောဟရှိလားမရှိလား
Yeah he says talking about knowing yeah we talk about knowing being and not knowing being moha so he says so he was eating and he noticed greed for a dish so he started watching his greed for that dish and he had an eye fully on it so he's knowing clearly knowing that greed watching that greed he continued to eat but kept an eye on that greed for that
mine all the time
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the man was going
negatively
and kept watching. He just watched it, so he didn't reach for that dish while he continued eating, and the greed calmed down. And then really no more desire to eat that. Fine. And then he just checked his mind, and in that flash, he suddenly understood. At that time, he had already eaten everything else, and the mind had liked everything and had noticed like that. And hadn't seen it.
ပါကြောင့်လည်းသူ target တော့ထားလိုက်ဘာဖြစ်လို့သူ target ထားလဲ
because the mind was targeting that one
yes
okay အဲ့တော့သူကမောဟရှိလားမရှိဘူ
း is so was there moha at that time or not
yeah
အမကိုကကိုတိလာလေကိုကမလဲထင်ကြီးနေ
and he was thinking wow I know
လောဘနဲ့လာလို့ချင
် I've got eye on greed
you know no
လောဘကြီးတော့ကြီးသေးတယ
် he says greed is laughing at him
အဲ့တော့ဘလို့သဘောပေါက်သွားလို့အာယုံမမဲတော့မနဲ့စိတ်မှာလောဘရှိမရှိပဲဒီဘယ်အာယုံနဲ့ဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဘယ်အာယုံပေါ်မှာလောဘရှိလားမရှိလားဒါပဲစောင့
် He says that's when he really I mean really got it he says it's not the object he says the greed so he started watching it didn't matter what object and we just kept watching is greed arising is greed arising on
any any object လောဘမဖြစ်ဘူးအဒီက
important thing is for that greed
No,
because before
that, you're targeting the object.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greed for that object, and not
noticing
greed for other things. Yeah. Yeah. He says, if you don't allow greed to work on one object, it will work on another object.
So fair.
Yeah, it just squeezes
up. Yeah. 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 Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filippo.
Filippo.
He had this Italian. Young man, yeah, in Filippo, and he asked the teacher, he said he noticed that if he had greed for 10 things, and he, restrained his greed for 8 of the things, he found that his mind took all the power of the greed for the 8 and put it on the 2. That's the problem with monks and nuns.
Because
there's so many things you're not supposed to do, not supposed to do.
Do love up here, then you're young people.
So if they get greedy about anything, it's scary.
Nature လောဘတဘာဝသူဒါလုံးလုံးမြင်တခြားမှာသူလုံးရလို့ရလဲအောင်သူလုံ
း But that's the nature of greed if he can't get it here or get it there he'll do it whatever way he can
အဲ့တော့ဘုန်းကြီးဝရတယ
် That's why we have That's why He didn't mind okay I said if he gets fed
Duke ဟာရတာတော့သူဖွင့်ပေးတာ
you
ပမာဏဟာတာတကူရှိတယ်ကဘာမှာလောဘအကြီးဆုံးလူထွက်လာခဲ့ဆိုဘုန်းကြီးကအကြီးဆုံးထွက်လာ
He said in Burma there's a joke, and this joke goes around the monastic circles. There was a contest in Burma, competition in Burma. The greediest person in Burma come out, and the leading man was a monk.
Is that true? Or no? Is that
true? This joke. Joke. This
joke. And they have other jokes like, you know, if your hair is in a mess, you can clear the hair.If you're bald, you can't clear anything.
Pulling the show, you can't see them. The monk is becoming confused. You cannot clear.
There's no hair to clear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Then that? ဒေါသနဲ့ဉာဏ်နဲ့ရှင်းဒုက္ခဉာဏ်နဲ့ရှင်းတာတော့ကောင်း
ဒုက္ခဉာဏ်နဲ့ရှင်းတယ်အခုနဒီလိုပြတာကောင်းတယ်